Thank you very much, Fats. This is Rich. Be careful, it's my watch. Connedy, welcoming you to a You Be So Nice to Come Home To edition of the big broadcast, number 1274. Where else but on 90.7 FM WFUV? We began with a Sissel and Blake song from the score of the Chocolate Dandies' Manda. Recording in Chicago in 1924, Sammy Stewart's 10 Nights of Syncopation. Followed by a big broadcast premiere, Cater Street Rag, 1925, Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. And in May 1929, here are Clayton, Jackson, and Durante, a number they performed in Showgirl. I know darn well I can do without Broadway, but can Broadway do without me?
Jimmy, you look worried. There's something on your mind. I wonder what it is.
Say, I just had an argument with Ziegfeld.
Ziegfeld?
Corner Broadway and 43rd.
Some corner.
You know, Ziegfeld said, do you know who I am? I said, do you know who I am?
What happened?
He said, who I am?
Yeah.
I said nothing. I was cornered.
Cornered?
But it makes no difference what I start out to say.
Why not, Jim?
Why, this is what I wish to convey.
What is it, Jimmy?
Now, you know darn well I can do it out Broadway.
But?
But can Broadway do it out me?
No.
Why, Herald Square, Times Square, Columbus Circle, 96. Say, where am I? I must have passed my station.
Why, he's lost.
They must have found out at Times Square that I passed my destination.
Why?
They sent messengers all over to get me to head a celebration.
I get it.
You know, as I got off the express, some yokel pushes me into a local.
What happened?
The crowd, seeing a mistake, pulled the emergency brake and shouted,
why, there's Jimmy that well-dressed man.
So you know darn well I can do without Broadway.
But
can Broadway do without me?
No.
Say, fellas, you remember that Eddie Leonard got sick?
Certainly.
I'll never forget the date.
Neither will I.
I'm sitting home when in comes another telegram which read...
What it read?
The only one who can replace Eddie Leonard is you.
You?
I went and when I went and how I went.
He's a winter.
Why, the applause was deafening as I started crooning.
It was, yes, sir. That's my baby. No, sir. I don't mean maybe.
No, that's not the song.
What was it, Jimmy Boy? What was it?
For I love you, Ida Dee. Ah, a-ka-wa-ka-wa-ka-wa.
Doc.
While Leonard gets well, Albee thanks me. I'm not home 10 minutes when in comes another telegram which read...
What read?
Jolson topples over. Please take his place. Write your own ticket, Lee and Jake.
Schubert.
Well, I steps out on that stage and on one knee...
One knee.
Not on both knees.
No.
I gesinter. Rock-a-bye. My baby.
Sing it, Jimmy Boy.
You know what? One of those tennis. If it was one of those tennis, Jimmy Boy.
Get on a knee.
He sings on one knee, that Jolson.
Yes, and as I'm brushing off that knee backstage, Schubert says, Jimmy, put in both knees.
And
Jolson goes.
Take it easy, Jimmy Boy. Please take it easy.
But being an old NVA man, artis for artis.
Artis for artis?
I know darn well I can do without Broadway.
But
can Broadway do without me?
No.
Hey, can Broadway do without me?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going now to sing a popular French song called Valentine. It is the story of a boy, a French boy, who, when he was merely more than a boy, was madly in love with a beautiful little French girl, you know. She was beautiful. She wasn't very intelligent. She wasn't very clever, but she had a wonderful little nose, wonderful little chin, and wonderful little feet. In fact, she had everything wonderful, you know. And after that, fate separates them. And he sees her long after, and doesn't recognize her at all because she has changed so much, you see. Her little nose has become much bigger. Her little chin has become 3 times as big. And her feet, well, her feet are terrible now, you know. It's a sort of a sad story, but what's the use of crying over it? I'm going to try to sing it with my French spirit. On se rappelle toujours sa première amie. J'ai gardé de la mienne un souvenir pour la vie. Un jour qu'il avait plu, tous deux on s'était plu. Et puis on se plut de plus en plus. Je lui demandais son nom, elle me dit Valentine. Et comme elle prenait chaque jour la rue Custine, je pris le même chemin. Et puis je lui pris la main, je l'embrassais enfin. Elle avait de tout petits potons, Valentine. Elle avait un tout petit piton que je tâtais à tâtons. Elle avait un tout petit menton, Valentine. Outre ses petits potons, son petit piton, son petit menton, elle était frisée comme un mouton. Hier sur le boulevard, je rencontre une grosse dame avec de grands pieds, une taille d'hippopotame. Vivement, elle me saute au cou, me crie « Bonjour mon loup !» Je lui dis « Pardon madame, mais qui êtes-vous » Elle me répond « Mais c'est moi, Valentine !» Devant son double menton, sa triple poitrine, je pensais rempli d'effroi qu'elle a changé ma foi, dire qu'autrefois, elle avait de tout petits potons, Valentine. Elle avait un tout petit piton que je tâtais à tâtons. Elle avait un tout petit menton, Valentine. Outre ses petits potons, son petit piton, son petit menton, elle était frisée comme un mouton.
On your very own big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, the pride of the Bronx, Maurice Chevalier, singing one straight from Les Hart. Valentin. 1929, Chevalier, accompanied by Leonard Joy and the Victor Orchestra. That song from the film Innocence of Paris. Before that, in 1929, Clayton, Jackson, and Durante, Can Broadway Do Without Me? On the big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV, where tonight we'll find a generous sampling of heartfelt melodies. Durante. We'll be wishing a happy 92nd birthday to the incomparable Hildegard. I'll have a thimble full of your requests. We'll have Irving Aronson and his Commanders, and we'll be honoring UB Blake. All of it on the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. I'm Rich Conner, youth and handsome star of the big broadcast, a program for the old and the old at heart. And if you're listening for the first time this evening, may I say welcome. Welcome to the big broadcast radio family of the air. UB Blake, born in Baltimore. Oh boy, what a dance I saw down yonder in Baltimore. Done to a brand new tune. February 7th, 1883. He started out in vaudeville. He teamed up with Noble Sissel in 1915. In 1921, Sissel and Blake wrote the score of the Broadway smash Shuffle Along. UB Blake was playing well into his 90s and playing well. He died February 12th, 1983, 5 days after his 100th birthday. Two songs written by Andy Rassoff and UB Blake from The Blackbirds of 1930. Here's the Billy Cotton Band in 1931. You're Lucky to Me.
Thank you.
Carmen Lombardo with Brother Guy and his Royal Canadians in 1933, Morning, Noon, and Night. A big broadcast premiere and a Louis Alter song. We'll hear another one by Alter later, Overnight. Before that, Garland Wilson with UB Blake's melody, Memories of You, that recording from February 1932. We began with another big broadcast premiere. You're Lucky to Me, 1931, Billy Cotton's band on the big broadcast on 90.7 FM, WFUV. Saturday night, make sure you're not missing WFUV's breakout show of 98, Standard Time. This Saturday night, it follows Fordham basketball around 9 o'clock, but catch it whenever it's on. Standard Time, Saturday nights, this Saturday night, about 9 o'clock on 90.7 FM, WFUV. Coming up at about a quarter to nine, Crooner's Corner, with Al Boley, Bing Crosby, Pat O'Malley, Fats Waller, and Louis Armstrong. In a moment, Ramona with a big broadcast premiere and a Valentine's-related selection.
Next Tuesday on City Folk, we're going places. This time, the destination is Africa. We'll be playing music from that most musical continent from people like Jeffrey Oriema, Ali Farkature, and lots more. We're going to Africa next Tuesday on City Folk.
Dear old mother was as wise as tenfold, and she knew her way about the men folks. Once she said to me, though you're quite a pup, daughter dear, it's time to wise you up. She said, love has always been my hoodoo. Though I've lived, I know much less than you do. Mother told me, there's no use asking why. He loves she and she loves he, the heart is quicker than the eye. Mother warned me, fair play doesn't apply. Turn your back and love goes whack, the heart is quicker than the eye. Love can kill you all, baby, faster than flint. It finds its mark and toots your ear. Dear sweet mother was careful and so sly. But my dear, you see I'm here. The heart is quicker than the eye. Mother got a little snoot full. In September 1906, I was born alive and beautiful. I recall a few years later, I was taken with the measles, and my darling little mater would sit up all night with a good-looking guy. Oh me, oh my. We would travel quite a lot, but we always went to Reno. She remarried like a shot, not for long, but how could she know? Number four was a musician. He could swing it sweet and hot. Whistler's mother is a classic. Mother's Whistler was not. He was dropped like the rest. Mother always knows best. You say love is blind, I say love's cockeyed too. The gift of grab obscures the view. Mother begged me, don't drink with any guy. So I was made on lemonade. The heart is quicker than the rye.
Isn't he handsome?
He's beautiful. Oh,
isn't
Jimmy?
He
yes,
oh, Jimmy!
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. When I walk down the street, why am I always molested by beautiful women? They want a lock of my hair. And the funny part of it is, I give it out lock after lock. As fast as it grows in. How humiliating. How humiliating. The question on everyone's lips is, why am I the second Don Juan and twice as good as the first? Is it the mischievous twinkle in my eye? Is it my savoir faire? Or is it my diet of hors d'oeuvres that makes me so debonair? No, I got a system. And with this system, I'm just a hot potato. Stop that music. Stop that music. I'll tell you my secrets, but I want you to keep it scarce. Friends, my words of wisdom will be echoed around the world. So get this. First you tip your hatter. Now roll your eyes and give it datter. Now everyone shout. That's half the chorus of the hot potato. Now you point your toe. Then you fix your boa. Now stop to turn her. Again you turn her. Again you turn her. Again you turn her. For a finish, be swarmed. And again you turn her. That's the chorus of the hot potato. Pardon me, folks. There's a bunch of girls coming this way. I better beat it. Because I think they're out after another lock of my hair. But I'll be back. Now first you tip your hatter. Roll your eyes and give it scatter. Now everyone shout. What a system. Strictly dynamite. Every debutante says they want Durante. Now can you turn her? Again you turn her. What a system, folks. I suppose you get tired of turning, but it's my system. That's the chorus of the hot potato.
You're listening to the third hippest radio show in the 48 contiguous United States of America. The Big Broadcast, Sunday nights 8 to 11 on 90.7 FM, WFUV. We began with Ramona in 1936, Rodgers and Hart from On Your Toes, The Heart is Quicker Than the Eye. Then it was Hildegard in 1935, accompanied by Carol Gibbons and his boyfriends, For Me, For You. And finally, from the picture, Strictly Dynamite, Hot Potato, 1934, Jimmy Durante. Jimmy Durante, born in New York City, February 10th, 1893. He played his first jobs in 1910. In 1916, he formed the original New Orleans Jazz Band. He teamed up with Luke Clayton and Eddie Jackson in 1923. Jimmy Durante performed into the 1970s. He died January 29th. 1980. Big broadcast, classic pop and jazz, Sunday nights on 90.7 FM WFUV. Here's a request I didn't have time for last Sunday night, just ran out of time, so I hope you're tuned in tonight to hear it. For Carla Faye, here's Alberta Hunter with the Jack Jackson Band in 1934, Be Still My Heart.
Thank you.
my door. Love has come to say that we must part. Be still, my heart. Just leave those eyes, trembling lips that don't know where to start. Even though you know they are telling lies, be still, my heart. He hears the rumbling of a drum. It bids him come and he must go. He's leaving me and leaving you for someone new. And though we'll miss him so, we'll never let him know. Don't hurt my heart. Even though our love has gone away, he'll be coming back to us someday. Be still, my heart.
sincerely, with all my heart, with all my heart, without a why or wherefore, you're all I'll ever care for, with all my heart. And if I were lyrical, I would write a song telling of the miracle of the day you came along. And every night I'll tell the stars about you to say again I love you with all my heart.
It's time now for our second underwriting announcement in the current underwriting announcement series from KHS Music. So grab a pencil. WFUV members and KHS Music support the big broadcast. KHS Music, the distributor of the Park Lane label, features rare and unissued dance bands from the 1920s and 30s. Classic recordings by Gene Cardos, the Isham Jones Band, Snooks, and his Memphis Stompers, all are available on compact disc. And coming next month, Roger Wolf Kahn and George Olson and his music. That's KHS Music, P.O. Box 790077, Middle Village, New York, 11379. KHS Music, Box 790077, Middle Village, New York, 11379. The phone number is 718-366-4031. You should call Monday to Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. or call tonight during the big broadcast. 718-366-4031. KHS Music. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. Tonight, honoring, among others, Irving Aronson, leader of the Commanders. He was born in New York February 7th, 1895. His band was very popular in the 1920s and into the 1930s. Later, he was a music supervisor at MGM. Irving Aronson died in Hollywood May 10th, 1963. Here is Bing Crosby accompanied by Irving Aronson and his Commanders in 1934, an appropriate song, considering what's coming Saturday. Give Me a Heart to Sing To.
It cries, it wants to live. A song of devotion, a song that speaks of love. It's hard to believe that you can surmise the treasure I have to give. Is love out of fashion, the thing that I'm dreaming of? Give me a heart to sing to, or my song you'll never hear. For I must have a heart to sing to, or my song wouldn't be sincere. Give me your love to guide me. Let us find a world apart. And as long as you're there beside me, there'll be melody in my heart. I'm in your hands to take and hold me, to make or mold me, if you but knew. In you I find my consolation, my destination depends on you. Love must have love to cling to, as a leaf clings to a tree. So I must have a heart to sing to, and a heart that will sing to me. Can hold me, to make or mold me, if you but knew. In you I find my consolation, my destination depends on you. Love must have love to cling to, as a leaf clings to a tree. Oh, I must have a heart to sing to, and a heart that will sing to me.
sight of you. When the stars are tired of gleaming, when I am tired of dreaming, then I'll be tired of you. That's blue. This I know it's true. When the angry winds are tired of blowing, when the green grass is tired of beyond the years, the echo of my only love will still be whispering, whispering. If my throbbing heart should ever start repeating that it is tired of beating, then I'll be tired of you.
Waller and his rhythm in 1934, Then I'll Be Tired of You. That song written by Yip Harburg and Arthur Schwartz. As many of you know, I worked at two radio stations with Arthur Schwartz's son, Jonathan Schwartz. Mary and I are very fond of Jonathan. Jonathan leaves the greatest answering machine messages you can imagine. He's a master of the answering machine. In fact, we've even saved some of the messages that he's left on our machine. Of course, getting a phone message from Jonathan Schwartz isn't like getting one from the president, let's say. Thank goodness. Before Fats Waller, we heard Pat O'Malley with the Jack Hilton Orchestra, 1932. Great wedding tune, Love is the Sweetest Thing, that song written by Ray Noble. We began with Bing, with Irving Aronson and his Commanders, 1934, Give Me a Heart to Sing To. This is the big broadcast on WFUV in New York, which is celebrating 50 years as Fordham University's voice. The big broadcast now in its 26th year. Next Sunday night, the songs of Bert Kalmar, Saul Chaplin, Walter Donaldson, and Harold Arlen. We'll wrap up Crooner's Corner with three UB Blake songs. This first one written with Andy Rassoff for the Blackbirds of 1930. In Los Angeles in October of 1930, Louis Armstrong and his Sebastian New Cotton Club Orchestra. Thank you.
awake at dusk, at sunrise, every sunset too, babe, seems to be bringing me memories of you. Now, honey, here and there, everywhere, things that we once knew, oh, and they're all just recall memories of you, baby. How I wish I could forget those happy yesteryears that have left a rosary of tears. Rosary of tears, baby, oh Lord. Your face beams in my dreams. In spite of all I do, oh baby, everything seems to rain. Memories of you.
This is some kind of broadcast, this big broadcast, and to think you still have 24 years and 11 months to enjoy it. On 90.7 FM WFUV, Billy Cotton's band again, 1931, that Lindy Hop from the Blackbirds of 1930, written by Ubi Blake. He was born 115 years ago yesterday. He died in February 1983. Before that, from Shuffle Along, Sissel and Blake's I'm Just Wild About Harry. Jimmy Dorsey in London in 1930 with Spike Hughes and his Three Blind Mice. We began with another from the Blackbirds of 1930, Rassoff and Blake, Memories of You. In Los Angeles in 1930 and with Lionel Hampton on the vibes, Louis Armstrong. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. Coming up, the Songbird of the South, Kate Smith, the high-hatted tragedian of jazz, Ted Lewis, and Irene Bordoni, make up your own. I'd like to relay thanks from Dolly Dawn. Dolly celebrated her birthday last week, plus she went down to Florida to be inducted into the Big Band Hall of Fame. She wants me to thank you for all the birthday wishes she received last week. Her mailbox was literally overflowing. They had to hold the mail for her. And thank you very much on Dolly's behalf, and thank you from me and Mary. Happy birthday again to Dolly Dawn. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, with Ubi Blake and his orchestra in June 1931, Dick Robertson crooning Little Girl. Thank you.
blue again. And you know darn well that it's you again. Cause you said last night we were through again, and now I'm blue again. I'm alone again, alone again, and I'm out around on my own again. Cause the mockingbird has flown again, and I'm alone again. Though I say I hate you, I love you more every day. Though I aggravate you, honest, I'm dying to say that it's new again, you again, and we'll meet today at two again. But tonight we'll fight and be blue again, and I'll be blue again.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, beginning with Dick Robertson with UB Blake's Orchestra, 1931, Little Girl. then a pair of Hit of the Week records. Those are the original Hit of the Weeks. Used to be able to buy them on newsstands every Thursday for 15 cents. They were on one side and pressed on kind of a cardboard. We heard the Fields and McHugh song Blue Again, 1931, Paul Small, with the Ben Russ Radio Orchestra, the Sam Lannon Band. After that, a request, the Louis Alter song Overnight, 1931, Dick Robertson, with the Hit of the Week Orchestra, directed by Bert Hirsch. The gentleman that requested that last week said, I believe, that he hadn't heard it since he was a kid. Well, now he's heard it again, I hope. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. I'm Rich Connerty with a question for you. I'm confused. Is Daniel the Zeppo or the Gummo of the Baldwin brothers? Such behavior from a 37-year-old man. Here I am, 43 years old, 43, and I have never gone on a drug-fueled, naked hotel room wrecking rampage. Frankly, I blame my parents. Here's another request. Kate Smith, the songbird of the South, and her Swanee music in 1931. You call it madness. Ah.
I can't forget the night I met you.
Someday, sweetheart, someday, honey, you're gonna be sorry. Sorry for the things that you've done to my poor heart. Yes, sir, I know you may regret all the vows that you've broken and the little things that you did that made us drift apart. No, I know that you're happy now, and you can't see how, you can't see how the weary blues, those blues will ever come to you. But I'm right here to tell you that as you sow, honey, so shall you reap. And what you reap, that's what's gonna make you weep someday, sweetheart. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Duke Ellington, his Cotton Club Orchestra, 1930, Jungle Nights in Harlem. Before that, the Ted Lewis Band in April 1930 with Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, Someday, Sweetheart. Last played on the big broadcast, February 24th, 1991. We began with Kate Smith in 1931. You call it madness. Ah, but I call it love. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, coming up following tonight's show at 11 o'clock, Classic Radio. More Les Mis, presented by the Mercury Theater of the Air. On tonight's big broadcast, we are honoring, Hildegard, Irving Aronson, some songs from the heart, and Ubi Blake. Here's a Sissel and Blake song they performed in themselves in the show Shuffle Along. Apparently, they had been doing it in vaudeville for years. A OK recording from 1927, Noble Sissel with Ubi Blake at the piano, Pickaninny Shoes.
Unfolding, oft-times I stand a-holding my pickaninny shoes.